So what do you forecast these days? I mean, interest rates have been so low over the past few years. Housing has boomed. Does this continue, Robert?
No, it does not continue, because approximately 42% of U.S. Treasury paper is owned by foreigners, and they are not going to continue to take low yields, and the possibility of a lower dollar, a distinct possibility of a lower dollar, and they are going to continue to slow down their purchases, as China has recently, in order to get a better return on their money, because this is a tremendous amount of paper that's being bought by foreigners. And incidentally, about 75 to 80% of it is bought by other central banks, which means that the professional, institutional, and average investor in other countries have virtually stopped buying U.S. Treasury paper. And so I think that interest rates are going higher. I predicted that, and they have. The U.S. 10-year Treasury note has gone from about 365 to 465. It recently was at 485. I think it'll go to 5.25% by the end of the year, which means mortgages will be about 1 point higher than they are now, which would be somewhere around 7.25 to 7.5. And that also means that refinancings, which were making up 77% at their height of mortgage formation, is now down to 36%, and by the end of the year it should be down to 10 or 15%.
Well, that's a pretty dramatic swing for that, isn't it?
Well, it's only the beginning. And that amount of refinancing was funneling $150 to $200 billion a year into the economy.
So if that is dramatically reduced, what happens to the bubble, the housing bubble?
Well, the first thing that happens, and is in a process of happening right now, again, is that the Federal Reserve is increasing monetary aggregates. And over the last few years, actually since the mid-2000s, they have increased the money supply and credit by over $1 trillion a year, if you include Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and other government entities, plus the fiscal deficit. And so the figure is hard to nail down, but it's between $1 trillion and $1.5 trillion a year.
Well, what do they do? So, just create more money out of nowhere?
That's right.
There's no more backing, I guess, of the gold standard, so that's gone.
That's right. There is no backing in the dollar.
So they simply
say. And incidentally, the euro was 15% backed by gold.
So they simply create more paper money out of a whim. How long can they keep doing this?
Well, I think until this hyperinflation, and I think it'll happen very quickly. And I think it probably might even be over with by the end of 2005. But what they're trying to do is build the economy, and they have been doing this over the last year. So it's very favorable to the incumbent in office. Obviously, they want him to get reelected as opposed to Mr. Kerry. And they want to continue the programs that are in place in the way that they're being conducted. And I expect that after the election, the stock market will go down, although I think it's going to go higher before the election, even though it should not, because the Fed is going to make it do that.
What do you mean they're going to make it do that? How can they make
it? Well, what they do is they go into the repo market and they purchase securities from banks, and the banks know the Fed is doing the purchasing. The banks tell the brokerage houses, well, we got another $10 billion available today. Would you do something with it? And, of course, they know exactly what to do. They go in and buy the Dow Jones Industrial Averages and other indexes, and they run the market up. And they do it every single day.
When that bubble bursts, though, when is that going to happen?
Well, I think they'll run the market on the Dow basis back up to or through the high, which was 11,780 approximately. And I think they'll try to break the the Dow out to 13 or 14,000. And after the election, I think within 1 year, the Dow will be back where it bottomed out recently, about a year and a half ago, at 7,264, approximately thereof. So you're looking at a 50% correction next year, if I'm right.
50%. Now, that does not include some kind of terrorist attack. If something happens, you're going to see a huge correction, aren't you?
Yeah, and it'll happen even quicker. But I expect the market, if what I think is going to happen happens, I expect the Dow to probably get down to somewhere between 3,000 and 4,500.
3,000 from 10,000 right now?
That's correct, although I think it'll go from a higher level.
That's a huge plunge, Robert.
Let me tell you something. When everybody else was saying buy, 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 I get all my subscribers out of the market in April of 2000, and they're very happy about it.
Are they out now?
Well, I'm sure some of them have gone back in and traded, but most of them owned gold and silver shares and gold and silver coins, and some of them own TIPS, which are Treasury Inflation Protective Securities, and some of them own Euro-based Treasury paper, all very, very conservative holdings.
If you were going to buy a house, would you buy it now?
No.
You would not?
Not in the United States, Australia, New Zealand, Great Britain, Spain. Their markets are going to get hit hard. I expect real estate to go down approximately on average around 35%.
So that means if you went out and bought a house for $200,000 today, you're saying it's going to be worth 35% less in when? What period?
Well, at that level of $200,000, the correction might be 20 to 25%. As you go up the financial ladder, it'll get larger. Let me give you a good example. I sold my home in Malibu, where I lived for years, late in 1988, and I sold it for a price which in 1992 I could have bought the house back for 55% less than I sold it for. Now, the financial markets are totally different now. They're so stretched out. Debt is beyond imagination. So we could have a larger correction in that in homes that are in the 500,000 to a million and a half range. And this is, so I'm pointing out that this is nothing unusual.
No, it's not unusual, but it's just all coming up at the wrong time for a lot of people.
Well, it's too bad. They shouldn't have strung themselves up. They shouldn't have listened to Alan Greenspan and got adjustable rate loans for 1 year when interest rates by the end of next year will be 4% higher than they are now.